You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Thursday the 18th of June 2020 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting live at radioalbion.com today because we have with us geopolitical analyst Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson from rusjournal.org. Matt, good afternoon to you. How are you doing?
I've been better.
Oh dear. What's up?
We can discuss it some other time. I think now we want to discuss the far happier concept of death and murder in the streets of Dijon.
Death and murder on the streets of Dijon. Yes, it's not really something you can make a joke about, really, is it? This ethnic warfare. We talk about there being strife between the different ethnicities in the multicultural zones, but this is taking it a step too far. I mean, you've got literal automatic weapons being fired off into the air. You've got cars being blown up. You've got people in balaclavas, and this is in the middle of sleepy France. And then, of course, you combine that with the orders for the police not to go into these areas. And you've just got a recipe for absolute chaos. And that's what happened last week. As Dijon saw four nights of terror between feuding gangs who fired AK-47s into the air and set cars ablaze, its mayor has hit out at a lack of police action. But after three terms in charge, he is part of the problem. Rival ethnic gangs have roamed the streets of Dijon over the past four nights, burning cars, setting fire to trash cans, and brandishing AK-47 assault rifles and baseball bats. As they did so, the French gendarmerie stood by and watched as events unfolded, telling anyone who asked that it was all part of their strategy. If watching violence go unchecked and letting hooded thugs terrorize your neighborhood passes for a strategy, then maybe, just maybe, it's time for a rethink. And this is exactly what went on. The police just allowed this to happen. I saw some of the videos. There was a guy that was just hanging out of a car. He's obviously been knocked out. It was like something out of a computer game. There was cars that were rolling over, driving along the streets, exploding, just absolute mayhem. And to think there are normal French people that live here that have been under this coronavirus lockdown. I couldn't believe it. When I first saw this, I thought, well, this has got to be somewhere in the Middle East. But no, it's in the south of France. What do you make of this, Matt?
Well, this is what happens when you bring ethnically oriented and motivated groups into a liberal society. I've been reading about the Chechen diaspora in both the Russian press and the German press for a long time now. And of all the different groups that they bring in, the Chechens are some of the hardest to make liberal. And they're claiming that this is the problem, that they refuse to abandon their ethnocentrism, their traditional ways, and of course their kind of folk Islam that they follow. And that's why they're not becoming part of German society, as if that's the issue. So when you have these different groups with very long-standing hatred in a society that has no concept of what ethnocentrism would be like, this is what you're going to get. And the police standing around, well, this is now par for the course. Now, I've always been the most pro-police guy you can imagine, but that's starting to change as these guys are just standing down, not just in France, but all over the world. We can't trust them anymore. And now I don't know what part of the strategy means. They should expand on that, what the heck that means, part of what strategy. But so it's suggesting that it may not be true or it's only partially true. But these guys, I guess, outgun the police. And this will be going on in the American Southwest very soon. Actually, has been going on in the American Southwest, where the police are outgunned by these guys. And now they have no real incentive to fight back and no desire to. So this is a new age for us, unfortunately.
Well, I think part of the strategy that they may be referring to the fact that they call these places sensitive areas. And because it's a sensitive area, they don't want to go in there and arrest anybody because it might increase community tensions. They might attack the police. Heaven forbid the French people might start criticizing the Muslims in that area, because this is two Muslim gangs, don't forget. I don't know if we made that clear yet. It's the Chechens against North Africans, some people from the Maghreb. Do you know what this other group are? I mean, I've just heard them referred to as North Africans or Arabs. Do you know who the other group are that the Chechens are fighting with here, Matt?
No, I've only come across those two. But there's a drug gang from North Africa that beat up a 16-year-old Chechen kid for some reason. And they fought back. So, no, I don't know. Is there a third group? I haven't come across it.
Well, it's just, you would like them to be a little bit clearer as to what country from North Africa they are talking about here. I mean, the Chechens were able to gather other Chechens from the Chechen diaspora, because apparently they're all over France. Apparently there's about 15,000 of them in France, and they were able to get Chechens to turn up at Dijon for this big rumble with the North African Arabs, both of them Muslims. I mean, what are they even doing in France in the first place? Well, in footage taken, detonations can be heard and smoke seen rising into the air. And I actually saw one clip, and it, you know, there's just a huge plume of smoke going up from the middle of the city, looking as if, you know, it was part of Syria and had just been hit by the Israeli Air Force or something. That was in one clip. In another clip, a group wearing balaclavas brandish guns and shout as they pose for the filming. That's firing AK-47s into the air. Many of the videos of the clash were obtained through the social media of participants, particularly on their Snapchats. One such video shows an area in the street on fire as the Chechens walk past. Radio network France Info also confirmed that journalists trying to document the event had been attacked. More terrifying footage shows a car speeding through the streets, losing control and crashing into the pavement. You would think that this would be making international news, but so far there's a small report on RT and there's a page on the Daily Express. And that's it. And you've got open warfare on the streets of France here. Did you see any of the actual footage, Matt?
I did see some of it. I also saw where some of the those taking the video came under attack, were yelled at, screamed at, threatened. I don't know the language, unfortunately, so I don't know exactly what was said. But as far as the identity of the North Africans, given that this is France, I'm going to assume it's Algeria, outside chance that it's Morocco. But and normally these two groups have no interactions otherwise because they're so far apart. But of course, in France, it's a different story. And so the Algerians have a special status in France, but the Chechens certainly don't. The odd thing is that the Chechens come in under a Russian passport. There really are no numbers available because they're counted as Russians, despite having, you know, really no ethnic connection with them. So there is no numbers on this. So they're taken in as if they were Russian refugees. But there's no reason to take any. There hasn't been a war in Chechnya in quite some time. There's no reason to be a refugee from that area. But again, you don't have to have a war to you know, invade a country. So, but they're well armed, clearly. And drug gangs, of course, are always very well armed and very wealthy. And it's amazing how, you know, when you're an ethnocentric group, you put out the call and people come in from all over the world and are willing to sacrifice themselves. You have to have a certain respect for that. They're not, it's not anti-French. They're not hating the French or anything. This is against their fellow Muslim enemies here. So, and they actually went another way to say this has nothing to do with France. We're okay. This has to do with these guys who beat up this kid. I'm sure there was some drug connection. I'm sure the story is far more complicated than we realize. But of course, if it's a drug gang, these guys are wealthy and well-armed. That means the Chechens had to bring people from everywhere.
Yeah, it seems to be something to do with cannabis smuggling, cannabis dealing. There's been some talk, oh, well, why don't you just legalize cannabis in France and that would solve the problem of the gangs. Has that solved any gang problems in America, legalizing cannabis, Matt? Do you know?
No, and they're going to recriminalize it in places like Amsterdam.
I didn't think so.
Because, you know, because you could always, you know, alter it. People underground start making stronger versions, selling it to younger kids. Other drugs start getting involved. You can't separate cannabis from everything else. I have no problem with it, of course, by itself. But when you're dealing with the whole community, no, it hasn't. Nebraska decriminalized it for a while and then recriminalized it. It doesn't do anything because there's always going to be a way that dealers are going to take advantage of it. They're going to be able to do it better. They're going to, you know, make it more exciting and or whatever. And selling it to younger people. There's a million different ways that they can still make a profit. So no, it has nothing to do with that.
Just another question for you here. You were saying that the Algerians have special status in France. Now, I'm surprised at that. It wasn't Algeria. Isn't that one of the countries that used to take white slaves to? Didn't we have to blow up part of Algeria at the end of to stop them taking white slaves, the Ottomans, about 150 years ago, something like that? Am I thinking of a different place? Algiers, that's Algeria, isn't it? Why have they got a special status in France?
Well, because it used to be a French colony. You know, Syria has a special status in France too, as does Lebanon. And the deal where the French pulled out and let Algeria be an independent country, which of course was a disaster for them, there's a certain free trade regime between the two countries. So it'd be much easier to immigrate to France from Algeria than if you were from, well, you know, South Africa or you know, Bulgaria. So that's all I mean there. And that's typical it's almost like a French Commonwealth.
And the Chechens are Caucasian, aren't they? I mean, I wouldn't say are they white. I mean, they seem more sort of closer to Arabs, but they are Caucasian rather than sort of Negroid looking. Am I correct in thinking that, Matt?
Yeah, you know, they're on the very fringes of European life. You know, I've known a few over the years. They're split between pro and anti-Russian factions. If you look at the pro-Russian faction in Chechnya, they look just like me and you. They definitely have a Caucasian background.
So it's really a race war then, isn't it? As well as an internal war between Muslims, it's also a race war that's going on here, and it's being left alone because they're different ethnicities. Because they come under the heading of Muslim, the police aren't going in there. Well, after spending four nights huddled inside their homes, terrified residents were then left puzzled when told by State Prefect Bernard Schmelz that the government's policing goal was to supervise and surround to avoid abuses because it was the only practicable strategy. They could have made arrests as well, of course, because what they were supervising was nothing short of mayhem. In one incident, a car was driven at speed towards a crowd of people before hitting the curb and flipping over. Elsewhere, men were filmed firing their weapons skywards, unchallenged by anyone, and the air was filled with acrid smoke. Dijon, it looked more like Damascus. Dijon prosecutor Eric Matthes said a total of six people had been injured in the three incidents on the successive nights, but no one at all has been arrested. You just imagine being a Frenchman with all that going on outside. They're just huddled indoors. And this goes on for four nights. There's just warfare on the streets. And the police are just surrounding the town and not doing anything at all about it. I mean, this is shocking. This should be news all over the world at how France has degenerated into this. But there's just nothing anywhere at all. And do you know anything about this Bernard Schmelz, this state prefect that they're talking about here, Matt?
No, actually, I don't. But he gives a typical PC response to everything. I don't know why that's the only practical strategy. Why no other strategy works out. I guess he figures that no matter what we do, we're going to be accused of some kind of bias. Now, it is true that I think there's been seven arrests as of today, as of right now. That's very recent. But their identities haven't been released. So probably Frenchmen. But again, this is not just happening in France. It's the idea of bringing in a non-liberal people to a liberal society and then complaining when they behave in their normal way. This has been our argument against immigration all along. You respect their ethnocentrism, and I think they're right to do it, but not at the expense of Frenchmen. you know, if a policeman is observing me getting beaten up, that's no different than just, you know, not being there at all. So I think the arrests were on guns charges, because you don't know if these weapons are legal. And the other problem is a lot of these guys are veterans, either pro-Russian or anti-Russian during the Civil War. So some of these guys really know how to fight. They know how to handle a weapon. I don't know that much about the Algerians, except that they're, you know, they have a lot of money. But that's all we know so far.
Well, people are blaming the state prosecutor, but I mean, it's all over France. These areas, these troubled areas, the sensitive areas, when the coronavirus broke out, the police were told to just not go into them, not arrest them, do nothing at all, just leave those areas alone. And the French people were very annoyed because, you know, they were being chased by helicopters for going out to the park and being fined. And yet in these areas, they were just being allowed to run riot. And now it's accentuated just from drug dealing on the streets to this having a war on the streets. And still the police are doing nothing. Things kicked off last week after an alleged attack on a 16-year-old boy by members of a rival Algerian drugs gang. A nationwide call-out was issued to the Chechen diaspora via social media to help avenge the assault. Backup came in the form of heavily armed Chechen men in balaclavas searching the streets for North African gang members in a series of punishment raids. One official described the Chechen's online clarion call as eliciting a response at lightning speed. But it was the city's mayor, Francois Rebsamen, who nailed it. "We are no longer a functioning republic when that is how things play out," he said. "Since justice is passed too late and the police do not have the means to act, the Chechen community has come to enforce its own rights." So the Chechen community is enforcing its own law. And how long is it going to be until this happens with other communities that they have there in France? I mean, they don't just have Chechens and Algerians there. They have Somalians there. They got Syrians there. They got Pakistanis there. They got all sorts there. And, you know, we've got ethnic trouble between Pakistanis and Indians. You've got all these old rivalries that these Muslims tribes have against one another. And they can quite easily take a look at this and think, right, well, we can take advantage of the state that France is in now. And we can settle some of these old scores, which we have seen happening. I mean, particularly in London, there's been trouble between Indians and Pakistanis after some of the moves that India has made in Kashmir, for instance. This isn't the first time that we've seen this inter-ethnic rivalry within multicultural countries, but this is the worst instances of it that I can think of. I couldn't believe it when I saw these videos. I really did think that it was happening in the Middle East. What are your comments on what the mayor has to say here, Matt?
Well, you know, France hasn't been a functioning republic for some time. That goes for much of Europe. Essentially, what we're talking about here is a no-go zone, like they have all over Sweden, really all over Europe now. That's why the police aren't doing anything. Now, the notion of Chechen veterans killing Algerian drug dealers makes me smile. That's just a one-time thing. That's just benefit that we have just for here. As far as I know, the Chechen groups are just ethnic. There's no particular connection to the underworld. You know, they generally don't integrate. They speak their own language. They often know a little bit of Russian, but you know, they speak normally in Chechen, and very ethnocentric. Again, you got to respect them for that. But when you have all these different groups being brought in that are very well organized and well armed, it's very easy to use one against another. So the regime has so many, has this reserve army to use at its disposal to get rid of people like us or anyone else. That's a problem. I like the idea that they're anti-liberal and that they're not supporting the values of a liberal republic and doing what they're doing. I think that we have every responsibility to enforce our own rights in our communities, and the police being an absolute last resort. But when you bring in all these different groups hostile to one another, anything could set it off. And of course, the average Frenchman pays the price, and the police won't do anything because they can't, and they're being told not to, and that this is not really France.
You know, this is the weird thing, Matt. I mean, all over last year, we were looking at the yellow vests and there were people getting their eyes shot out. There were, serious beatings occurring. And just over the weekend outside, I think it's called Les Invalides, this big hospital, there were nurses that were demonstrating and there was tear gas and there was rubber bullets being fired and there was Antifa rolling cars over and the riot police were there, hundreds of them cracking heads. And yet here, where you've got actual war with weapons, the police are nowhere to be seen. So when it's actually white French people, they will police them. But when it's Muslims having a big fight with actual weapons, then they just leave it alone. They have this. I would suggest that all ethnic minorities have a special status in France when you look at the way that the white French are treated. Well, the mayor went on to fix the blame on a lack of police resources, which of course, you know, how can you say that when looking at the riot police against the yellow vest? It's not a lack of police resources, but he is, after all, on the election campaign trail and looking to secure a fourth term in the top job. Reb Sarman was first elected in 2001 and has held onto the post three times since then. Maybe it's time he stopped blaming the city's woes on others and took some responsibility for allowing things to deteriorate to such an extent that armed police units need to be called in from outside the city to try to contain a situation already way out of control. 37 anti-riot police members came on Sunday, while 110 additional gendarmes would be deployed from Monday. But that wasn't enough, and they didn't do anything. This is the thing. They just stood around, and the French people were absolutely shocked to see that there were police there, and yet nobody was arrested. I mean, you compare that to, as I say, the numbers of people that were arrested from the yellow vests and from this nurse protest on Saturday, and it just doesn't add up. I mean, this mayor is blaming it on others, but this is what's happening all over France. It's not just happening there. It's the police are only going after the indigenous members of the population and are ignoring the crimes of everybody else.
Well, unfortunately, that's old news. It's the same thing with Black Lives Matter in this country. If you defend your store, like the Koreans in the 90s, rooftop Koreans, they'll get arrested. These are, in many ways, the reserve army of the system. That's why they're there in the first place. It's no accident. And when this went out on social media, boy, where were the Facebook censors? Those guys who throw us off Facebook at the tiniest thing see stuff like this, they'll call to arms, and nothing happens. Or whatever social media they were using, it's they all have the same policy. So because they're Chechens, yeah, they have a special status worldwide. They're overwhelmingly uneducated, economic migrants who were told there's going to be, jobs and everything available for them if you come here, as the case in Germany and elsewhere. They get lied to, and so they're bitter to begin with. And, at the very least, they're fighting a drug gang. That's the only good thing I'm seeing here. But now, thinking that the cops are going to fight to keep order, whether it be the U.S. or France or anywhere else, it's a pipe dream now. They're being told to stand down, and that's the most frightening thing of all of this.
You know, it's another interesting side to it, isn't it? You know, they were putting these pictures out there, these videos out there of pretty much war scenes, and they weren't censored. And you think, of what gets censored from what nationalists put out there, just things that we say, let alone images of firing weapons in the air and calling all Chechens to come and make war on these Algerians. And the question has to be asked as to how, in this modern Western nation, vigilante ethnic gangs can assemble so quickly, arm themselves to such a frightening level, and be allowed to take matters into their own hands so easily, totally unchallenged, bringing terror to the streets of a city of 155,000 citizens and enjoying a free pass from law enforcement. The crowd carried out three raids on three successive nights, starting on Friday night, with many people wielding baseball bats. Police said that in one incident, some 50 Chechens entered the restive district of Grezil overnight Saturday, and even more people, around 200, also entered Grezil late on Sunday night with violent intent. I mean, this is absolutely massive. I don't think guns are even legal in France, let alone automatic weapons. These look like weapons that had been, maybe they were leftovers from the Chechen War, or maybe they'd come from Syria or something like that. I mean, this was more like looking at one of those unofficial militaries, like when the proxy warriors were in Libya taking out Gaddafi. It was more like looking at something like that rather than a street gang. I mean, these guys were pretty professional, I would suggest. Matt, what do you make of this?
Well, like I said, most of these guys, given their age, from what I could see, are probably veterans. And they still have to draft there anyway. And even in Algeria, you know, there's been a low-level civil war going on for a long time. These guys know how to fight. They know how to use these weapons. Of course, the weapons are completely illegal. And you know nothing's going to happen. Yes, I just verified there are six Chechens that have been arrested because of the attack here that we're talking about. Because there's so few stories on this, we're not 100% sure what they were doing in the Grezil's area. Is it an Algerian area where they're trying to drive them out? Were they trying to find one particular person, get rid of the drug gangs? You know, but we all know it doesn't matter, because if you live there, the last thing you could do is depend on the police force. But it just shows you that, and now Chechens are special in this respect because they are very ethnocentric. But so are many of the other Islamic and non-white groups throughout Europe. And that's just frightening us, that they could assemble so quickly. And because of fears of racism, fears of being called biased, the city will burn. This has been going on for a long time. Yeah, they'll kill a yellow vest guy, but they won't touch a guy carrying an AK-47.
Well, this is how nations survive through the ages, isn't it? It's through ethnocentricity. It's through looking out for your own people. I mean, nobody's going to go after a Chechen after this happened. Once the word gets out that this was just because this was one 16-year-old lad that was attacked, and this is the response you get. Nobody's going to mess with the Chechens wherever they are after this. That's the result of it. In an interview with local daily La Bien Publique, a man claiming to be a Chechen said there were about 100 of us from all over France, but also from Belgium and Germany. I mean, so there really can't be that many Chechens that are actually there in France if they got reinforcements from Belgium and Germany here. And it just shows you that these ethnocentric ties, they cross countries. He said, "We never intended to ransack the city or to take it out on the people. France has suffered from the lack of a joined-up approach in its policing of ethnic communities in the neighbourhoods surrounding its cities, tiptoeing as it has around allegations of racism while it seeks to keep the peace. Judging from what happened in Dijon, where events were allowed to unfold without intervention, it has a long way to go to find an acceptable solution." Well, the solution is that you have to stop with the immigration, you have to stop with the multiculturalism, because this is only going to get worse. I mean, it mentions here these allegations of racism. They've got Black Lives Matter causing all sorts of trouble in France at the moment. You've got people claiming that it was the police were racist to them when they arrested them. And you've got the police that are being taken to court for this, just like you have in America, where you've got police that are just trying to defend themselves against a criminal that is resisting arrest, and they end up losing their jobs and getting accused of murder when they fight back. And you've got the same situation that's happening here in France. So they're just looking at this and saying, right, well, we're just going to be completely hands off with these new ethnic communities. We're not going to enforce the law in there. And they're even being encouraged in this by Macron and the higher ups, who are saying, just don't go into that area because you'll get accused of racism. And this is what you're going to end up with. You're going to end up with warfare on the streets, where they've already got the worst people from these non-white countries that are coming here and coming to Europe, because the best people stay in their own countries. They've got no reason to actually leave their own country. They don't see what the West has and think, well, I want some of that, because they see that as a dishonorable thing to do. So we've already got the worst people here, And the way it's going, the police are just going to refuse to enforce the law in those areas. And the white people that are left there, their lives are going to be absolute hell. And people are, you know, people will eventually self-segregate, but the actual situation for our civilization by that time is going to be absolutely terrible. I'm trying to think of something positive to finish here on that. Help me out. Can you see a silver lining to all of this?
Well, the silver lining is that, number one, this gives us, or it gives France a very good reason to get rid of them. Here's a reason that you could say to anybody, here's why they have to be repatriated. You know, we can't have this in our country. Because they'd have to say that, well, if you're being racist, that's far worse than destroying an entire city. Number two, it gives us an example. Obviously, there's longstanding hatred between these people in France, and how quickly they're able to mobilize their co-nationals to protect their honor is something to be admired, despite the fact that it destroyed a city. And it's something that we should take very seriously. We're the only ones who aren't allowed to do that. And number three, of course, hopefully they'll wipe out a gang dealing in drugs from Algeria. You know, put them on the police force. But now we have these people saying, you know, to avoid accusations of racism, it's worth to destroy a country. It's worth to destroy a city. That's how evil of a sin racism is. And it is racist to stop them from destroying the city and destroying each other. That's the insanity. And I think the liberals always believe, like the extreme abolitionists did in the North before the Civil War, the slaves will turn white when they're freed. That was an extreme religious sect of abolitionists who actually believed that. But I think there's truth to it in their mentality. Now, we bring them here, and they'll see how wonderful it is, and they'll become just like us. They won't be Chechens anymore. They'll be good universal cosmopolitan Frenchmen. And it just shows you how laughable that is. And this is not changing. In fact, if anything, it's going to get more and more ethnocentric as the years go on. So all we can do at this point is imitate them.
Well, we should definitely be more ethnocentric, but I don't think we should be having all-out war on the streets because, as I say, the police would just come and arrest us rather than the people we were warring against. We have to just use peaceful means. Well, thank you very much for coming on today, Matt. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with Grandpa Lampshade. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.